Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, June 12, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. In response to recent changes in Reddit's API pricing, thousands of subreddit communities switched to private or read-only modes. According to the site RedDark tracking these changes, over 7,800 subreddits are currently not publicly viewable as of this recording, the largest being rfunny, with over 40 million subscribers. Over the weekend, the Indian newspaper Malayala Manorama reported that a bot on the messaging app Telegram leaked data on Indian citizens that received COVID-19 vaccines through the Cowin platform, potentially impacting hundreds of millions of people. When providing a phone number, the bot replies with a Aadhaar unique ID number, voter IDs, date of birth, and home addresses for people who registered for vaccines with that number. The bot was shut down on June 12th. India Today's open source investigations team contacted the operator of the bot, who claims they did not breach the Cowin platform, but obtained the data from vulnerabilities on related platforms. Microsoft announced the Carbon Black Xbox Series X console, offering 1 terabyte of storage for $350. That's about $30 less than buying a 512GB Series S and a 512GB expansion card. It ships September 1st. Xbox head Phil Spencer said Microsoft remains committed to console gaming, but that based on customer feedback, didn't feel an imperative to come out with a major console update. Xbox head of creator experience Sarah Bond announced Microsoft will bring select PC Game Pass titles to Nvidia's GeForce Now streaming service in the months ahead. Microsoft previously struck a 10-year deal to provide Xbox PC games to GeForce Now. At the Xbox Games Showcase, Microsoft announced Flight Simulator 2024, described as a standalone sequel from the Flight Simulator that came out in 2020. This raised some eyebrows, given that Microsoft Flight Simulator head Jorg Newman previously said the company planned to support the 2020 version for a decade. Flight Simulator developer Asobo said it will continue to support the older game after the 2024 version comes out and deliver on its existing roadmap for the title. Meta released MusicGen, an open-source language model that generates music based on text and music prompts. This can either create music just from text or use a text prompt combined with an existing melody. Meta released the code and model on GitHub, licensed for commercial use. The Wall Street Journal reports that the U.S. Undersecretary of Commerce for Industry and Security, Alan Estevez, told an industry gathering that the White House intends to extend existing exemptions for South Korean and Taiwanese semiconductor manufacturers on U.S. export controls regarding China, so they would be allowed to continue exporting chips. In October, the U.S. put restrictions on selling chips and chip-making equipment to China, but granted one-year exemptions to Samsung and TSMC, among other firms. At CES this year, Samsung announced the Odyssey OLED G9, a 49-inch 240Hz 1800R curved display with a 32:9 aspect ratio, but we didn't know price or availability. Well, it's now available for pre-order for $2,200, shipping June 30th. The startup SoulReader began shipping an advanced copy of its headset to early access testers. Rather unique in the VR headset field, the $350 SoulReader is designed specifically for reading books without distractions, offering dual 1.3-inch e-ink displays, 64 megabytes of storage, and 25 hours of battery life. No word on a more general availability. Microsoft rolled out voice support for its Bing chatbot integrated into the Edge browser with support for English, Japanese, French, German, and Mandarin at launch. Users can now submit voice queries to the chatbot and have replies read aloud. Microsoft already brought voice functionality to its mobile Bing apps. And finally, on Twitter, Google's senior VP of Android, Hiroshi Lockheimer, announced AT&T will migrate its backend RCS messaging service to Google's Jibe platform. Lockheimer says this should resolve interoperability issues with devices on different networks and allow AT&T subscribers to access new RCS features instantly. Lockheimer said he expects there to be 1 billion RCS users by the end of 2023. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.